This is a HeadGum Original.
Preview.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
If you want to start from the bottom and then end up where we're here, being you buying the getting the pants, it's raw materials, right? Leather, hides. That comes from cows. Suddenly, logistics lead to the supplier, right? And it's all logistics. So that's communication back and forth. That's the supplier of hides.
Did you study this? Like, did you like do a lot of research on this just for the segment? Because it feels like a lot of research for a segment that undeniably is going to be boring to some of our listeners.
Yeah, right? I'm kind of wondering where the joke is going to be.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm fucking sick of doing this show every week. Everybody demanding jokes. Why can't we talk about something real? That's interesting to me. That's wise.
You weren't doing anything.
Well, you know, I'm in charge of a lot here. We were just talking about how Casey's sort of the AV whiz behind tonight's HeadGum Happy Hour.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. One ticket left.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this next week,
sorry.
Go back and snag that tick.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the hottest button issues of the day.
Okay.
Binaural audio.
By what?
Binaural audio.
Awful to hear you say that word.
Binaural?
Yeah. That's the first time you said it normally.
In 2 years? That's the first time you said it normally in 2 years, man.
That's really good. No, it's my buddy Noral. They're bi.
Really?
Yeah.
Is his last name audio?
No, they just started doing ASMR.
Next issue, I guess.
Yeah.
It's 9:19. We're squeezing this in. I'm usually not awake before 10:30.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
When did you go to bed last night?
Midnight.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's good for you.
I did well. Casey, what time did you go to bed last night?
One.
That's not as, yeah.
One is also early for me.
Wow.
Yeah. One would be early for me. But let's take a quick moment to...
Let's take a quick break.
Just sort of actually properly remember the queen and mourn her death now that she rests in peace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost.
We're in the key of D, anyone was wondering.
Found, was blind, but now I see.
I've never heard this song before.
Nobody joined in.
I mean, out of public performances of Amazing Grace, it goes Obama, yep, then you.
Remember when Obama did that and everybody like sort of stood up as immediately as he started singing?
Yeah.
And he had this like look on his face where he was like, I know that this is
cool.
Cool, yeah.
And I get to finally flex this.
Yeah.
Who had just passed that he sang it for?
I think it was a shooting. It was quite tragic.
Yeah. But and then he was kind of like, Amazing Grace.
I think it was not a shooting because like it was kind of a cool, fun moment.
You're and dressed just bad today.
Yeah.
Unrelated.
Everyone else kind of dressed to the nines. You can't see Casey right now, but he's maybe
looking
the best
good.
Dressed in the room.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. He's got the Pirelli hat on.
No, it's definitely Kayla, Casey. Maybe me.
You're kidding me?
But if I wore that exactly, everyone would be like, I'm the worst dressed person.
High-waisted pants.
High-waisted pants. Nike socks with what are those Doc Martin slide-on boots?
No, those are for sure Blundstones. Suede.
Tail break.
It's the socks ruined my outfit.
If honestly, it's the shoes for me.
Me?
Wait, mine are Jeff's.
Yours.
Your shoes are really bad.
They're normal.
What size shoe are you? Because they look huge.
I'm a 14 and a half.
Nice.
Women's, though.
Also, yeah. So the socks are also not great.
Look at how much bigger your foot is than mine.
That's normal to have it that way. These are just normal Adidas shoes I wear all the time.
Yeah,
this specific style is newish.
They're not great.
The socks actually were a podcast sponsor, as was the shirt from the same place.
The shoes are a decade old.
Yeah. Decade?
Yes.
These are...
The colorway is
the
dad.
The colorway is bad. It's not dad. Dad would be better.
Yes. Yeah, like Reebok would be cool.
It's just bad.
Reebok is cool now.
Yeah, it's been cool.
Yeah.
I feel like if Amir was wearing the Blundstones, it would be a cool outfit.
Yeah, switch shoes right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, because then my outfit's unequivocally bad.
I don't think... Right. I might work with yours. Yeah.
Because of the socks.
Nike socks or the Adidas shoes. Mm. Sort of a faux pas.
Yeah. But I feel like your pant color... raised the leg.
I'm just glad we're talking about fashion because all week Marty's just dragging me about...
Yeah, Marty wants
liking clothes.
A capsule wardrobe. And
meaning what?
We were at drinks last night, and he was sitting at the end of the bar on his phone just scrolling through images of capsule wardrobes.
What is capsule wardrobe?
It's like when you have like 20 pieces within the same like three colors, and it's the maximum amount of outfits possible. Like you could choose anything, and it would all go together. So there's no thought to it.
It's Marty kind of... scares the shit out of me for that.
He also was searching for guns. He was trying to pistol online.
I feel like your wardrobe is kind of a capsule wardrobe.
Yeah, I wear jeans or shorts and then a solid tee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically...
Capsule by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the opposite of how Kayla...
Yes.
Chooses to dress.
Yeah.
I want to be noticed.
But it matches.
External, in fact, I need to be noticed.
I need external validation because I have nothing inside.
What do you think this show is?
External validation.
Exactly right.
Thank you for all the YouTube comments. I read them.
What?
It's nice that the New York contingent flew in. Yeah. We could do this in person.
Well, yeah. You guys flew in for the HeadGum Happy Hour.
Yeah.
Which, again, is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we made a good show. I don't know what else to say. Amir and I are still currently confused. The show's in less than 10 hours, whether we're doing material or just emceeing.
Mm.
You're emceeing.
And then maybe some crowd work.
Yeah, you have time up top. I mean, we have the run of show, and you've seen the run of show.
But... Are we individually performing between comics
you're
all three of us in between?
All three of us. You'll be sitting on stools on the side of the stage.
But if we're just going on stage to introduce the next comic, it seems weird that it's three people sitting down and then introducing. It seemed like one at a time introducing the comics and then all three of us at the top and at the bottom.
You can do it that way if you want to.
But then we'd have to talk to Dane. I don't know if
can you do it like Waldorf and Statler in The Muppets?
Yeah, you should.
Like, sit on the side?
Yeah.
In the distance in a balcony somewhere.
Yeah. But very close to them, you're heckling them.
Right.
Right.
You're just tearing Ian Carmel apart.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll figure it out on the day.
You can definitely heckle Avital.
That's true.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll love that.
I have a Shark Tank bit. We don't have to do it tonight. But, you know,
a bit or like a stand up for you to say.
It could be either. It's like very loose.
Let's hear it.
Absolutely not.
We can workshop it now.
Yeah, no. Let's workshop it.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Autumn is upon us.
Yeah.
Solstice.
Autumnal equinox.
Yeah, it was. Oh, wait, when?
Today.
Yeah. No, that's what I was saying.
No, okay. You didn't know.
The solstice was on Wednesday. Full moon, I think, on Friday.
Full moon was like 2 weeks ago.
I have a really good photo of it, which I'm not going to find on my phone. It's going to take too long. But it was like I was leaving work, probably a little too late. Actually, maybe that was the sun. I'll circle back.
It was a full sun.
Well, is it a full sun
but
today?
But it was like, I don't think. But it wasn't because, you know, like Manhattan Henge, like it was that, yeah. But it was on the other side. So it was the moon for sure.
Moon Henge.
Long Island Henge.
Yeah. It's yeah, always wait, oh, underwhelming to take a picture of a cool
moon.
Yeah,
it was the moon.
Is yeah. it orange?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You
oh,
can see
because it's the harvest moon. That's why it's a little bit orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, a lot of people.
It's always underwhelming to take a picture of the moon, but this one actually turned out pretty
Thank
cool.
Thank you so much. Big yeah. Orange, a lot of people stopped
that's not
to
the sun.
Take photos.
If this was the sun, it would be a lot a problem.
Perhaps doomed. 21st, 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time, respond fast.
To what?
To me saying like, oh, 23rd Street? Because
yeah,
otherwise I have
responded
to edit.
So quickly. Especially for me.
Overlapping dialogue makes the episode faster.
All right. Well, then let's go. Autumn's upon us.
I used to be able to L cut everything on the show. You want to know why we're dropping listeners? It's because I can't edit fast.
We're dropping
okay.
listeners?
I probably not really. It's kind of been... like a stasis.
Yeah.
So
we're not growing.
And if we're not growing, then honestly, we're not showing up
yeah.
okay. for the network.
Right.
I'm working my friggin' tail off outside of the network yeah. trying to get famous
yeah.
so that
yeah.
the numbers show that. So we all can make more cash.
I love that. Yeah,
so that
that's
the numbers
really
show
admirable.
That.
And it's fucking easy
to what?
To get famous.
Is it?
I don't care. It doesn't ultimately matter because we're all on a rock.
Yeah.
That is Earth.
No, he means we're all on cocaine.
Okay.
I started doing Mind Bloom.
What's that?
Ketamine depression therapy.
How's it going?
I don't know who I am.
So... you're
not
less depressed.
Bad. No, that's where I started from.
Oh, I see.
It sounds like it's coming from Casey, which is so funny.
Oh my god.
Your desktop is a mess, dude.
No, my desktop's filled with GIFs. Because there's no Giphy on your laptop iMessage. So when I want to send a GIF, React. It's right there on the desktop.
Yeah. Okay. You got a folder for that for sure.
Aren't GIFs like the
it's millennial. It's over.
It's
yeah.
over. It's
no,
skinny
yeah.
jeans.
Yeah. They're evergreen. Because
I mean, they should be, but they're not. They've been called like millennial by
yeah.
Gen Z,
well,
which you're
time...
on the cusp of. So
yeah. Every time we post the sketch TikTok, everyone comments, oh, this is millennial humor.
Yeah.
This is
right.
directly, directly
once.
My sense of humor.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's all because of you.
What if I was just this. Born in a year? And if it was different humor, then they could say it was that.
I'm technically Gen Z, I think. I think the cusp is 95.
Yeah, that makes
or
sense.
Or there's like a window that I'm in. But... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to apologize for finding what I find joyful. That.
You're a Zillennial.
Oh.
Zillennial.
Okay, Zillennial, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Everything I am is in between, right? I'm two between two races.
That's
I'm
called
between...
a liminal state.
Oh.
My life is liminal. And honestly, my options are limited.
Right.
I have a flexible work schedule, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're busy and sad.
Yes. And even the busy plans, I'm always half-assing every single stream of income,
yeah.
every friendship I have.
Oh.
You're spread too thin.
Yes.
And you're becoming thin, too.
I'm frail.
Yeah, you're wasting
hangry.
Away.
Yes. And my waist is wasting away.
Right.
Mm.
And at what point does any of that stop? Like,
upon death.
It's not great if you're trying to show ass. At 10K followers.
Well, he already took the photo.
Yeah. Well, till death do we shard, because if I'm not
Move
mistaken,
on.
You do release your bowels when you die. Okay. Here we go. Margot Robbie mortified reportedly.
I did see that.
Set photos from the Barbie movie were released. What? Why?
Yeah,
she looks
no,
great.
No. Yeah, she
She's
looks
mortified
great.
About that?
She
yeah,
was,
according.
Yeah.
According to the internet.
Oh, there's nothing to be mortified about.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she was like, I assume she's probably a producer on the movie. Maybe she was like, this isn't what I wanted for our strategy.
Yeah, you want strategy. Like highly stylized first images, and then it's like, actually, here's Margot Robbie drinking a latte on a smoke break.
It wasn't that, for sure. It was brightly colored outfits of her and Ryan Gosling.
For sure, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
to have it
they were
way.
Just like,
they're probably just not like touched
skating.
Up enough.
Can I leave?
A beach?
Shut up. Continue.
I was done.
Oh, I thought she was brightling colored.
Meaning?
She was wearing a Breitling pistachio dial chronograph.
What words did you just say?
I think I just had a stroke, or maybe you didn't.
when was the last time you guys had a medical emergency? Casey, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, last November I broke my hip skateboarding. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Did anybody, have you, like, physical therapy or?
Yeah, I've been working on it, getting better.
And it was a hip injury, so did you take the traditional route, or did you sort of, like, fuck it into place?
I fucked it into place.
You nailed it.
Got it in one. My medical emergency was that day. It was a previous episode of the podcast when I was bedridden from pain in my back. It was my most recent one.
I remember that.
Yeah. Every time.
Kayla?
I was in a pretty scary car accident a year ago. I had to go to the ER.
Amir? Wait, what happened? Rhode Island?
It happened in New Jersey.
Shout out Johnny.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Johnny.
Gianna.
And Gianna, who's spotlighted on the blog today.
Oh,
no
cool.
one go to the gum blog. No.
This is pre-HeadGum.
Yeah, I just left Viacom.
And T-bone, head-on collision, driving to this. Were you the driver, passenger?
I was the driver. A car cut us off, lost control of the car. It hit the cement medium, then spun out across four lanes of traffic. Where thankfully nobody hit us.
Wow.
And my car was totaled.
Wow. Were you driving?
Yeah.
And then you went to the ER just to like make sure everything was okay, or like you were
I had like burns on my face and shoulder from the airbag and the seatbelt.
Airbag? Yeah. Holy smokes. So scary.
What degree burns?
I don't know. Like, you know, like the just.
But it didn't scar?
No.
Okay.
Did the airbag help, or was it just like an annoying hindrance at that time?
I think it was pretty helpful.
Yeah.
The car did its job and we were all safe.
Got it.
So
have you ever been in a car where the airbags went off?
No. Apparently when I was little, I was in a car that did a full 360 turn and landed on the wheels.
Well, that's just awesome.
When you were what?
When I was little. My mom was driving a van and someone
hit us. You don't remember that at all?
No.
Like the car spun over.
Yeah, the car fully did a 360 turn in the air and landed normally.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And we should say that your mom's car was a cat.
What? It's that cat bus. That's a thing, right? Little cat bus studio.
It's like cat dog.
Yeah. Oh, alone in the world.
Glad you guys are still alive.
Thank you.
I don't know about an emergency, but when I drive recently, my hamstring is tight. And that ain't right.
It's about right for your age.
It's probably the shoes.
Got him. Sound.
Major key alert. Call me Thurgood.
That's the major key alert.
I feel like it's high time for a new nickname for me.
Okay.
And I'm leaning towards Thurgood.
What about the one I gave you in Slack?
What was it?
Dr. Sus.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good, but it makes me sound like...
Yeah, you like just a weird name.
I see.
Okay.
Rodney.
Desmond. Thurgood. Maxwell could be good.
Maxwell Billingham.
Folger.
I am often in people's cups.
You're not the best part of waking up, though.
You're the worst part of being here. Is that a coffee coffee stain on your socks, or are those like a
dirt?
It's dirt stains from hiking. I didn't know dirt could stain.
Oh, like you can't wash it out at this
point. Didn't know dirt could stain.
It's like dust, so I thought that that would come out.
Got it.
But nay. And these socks are pretty expensive, so.
Do you have like an OxyClean?
I don't.
That probably would have taken care of it. If you put it in the dryer, though, it's done. Cooks it in.
Set in.
Yeah, for sure.
Baked into the cake. We do have to take a quick break.
Nice.
Nice rhyme. Oh, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Oh my God.
Oh no. I live in the same neighborhood as Margot Robbie now.
Congrats.
I think.
Do you want to put your address out there?
No. People would hurt me.
That's true.
Remember when you doxed yourself? A few weeks ago.
People, and I was moving like the next week, so thank God. But I do think someone would have done something. I've wronged too many people. This is veal or no veal? Yeah. I'm going to show you guys a photo of a calf, and you tell me whether or not it's veal.
All right.
The cutoff for veal is 20 weeks. So, basically, you have to guess whether this calf is veal worthy or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Veal or no veal?
God, this is depressing. It's pretty fucked up that we eat baby animals like this.
So cute.
No veal.
No veal.
I'm going to say veal.
Casey.
How can you tell?
Look at those soulful eyes.
Yeah, we're basically eating puppies.
I don't want to play this game.
I'm the only one here veal. That doesn't eat.
Would you guys eat veal beef. At a restaurant, or would you be like, this is too messy?
I've never had beef in my life.
You there have you beefs, but you've never
beefs,
eaten it.
But I've never eaten beef.
What? Who's your biggest beef with?
You, probably.
Really? No, it's not you. I don't know.
The meat industry.
Maybe like the mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
I thought it was anyone that went to go see Lea Michele's opening performance of Funny Girl.
I thought you were soft on that.
Meaning?
I thought you were like, oh wait, no, that's my friend AJ.
That was somebody completely separate.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean though?
Oh, it was his take was just that like Lea Michele sucks, but she's talented. So.
Yeah, that's how
so
I
talented.
Feel also.
Yeah. Veal or no veal, guys? Come on.
But how can you like, what are you telling
Which
us that
one?
This one was recently killed?
This one, no, it's
or not.
There's two, first of all. So which
first
one?
Of all, we're talking about the brown one.
Okay. No veal.
No veal.
It's not whether they died or not. It's whether they're past the cutoff.
How old
of
they
veal.
Are?
Yeah. 20 weeks or not more.
I see. That one looks a little older, so I'll say no veal.
Yeah, no veal.
Correct.
How old is that one? How can you tell?
It's like 5 months or something, or sorry, 6 months.
Well,
that's very sad.
Veal or no veal.
No veal.
No it veal. Is veal, so we shouldn't eat it, basically.
No veal.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm jovial.
So that toddler cow yields just regular beef, is what you're saying.
It's tough because it's like, in it's between. Gonna, what's that?
In between.
Yeah, it's like, it's not gonna be that succulent. But it's going to be, you know, some pretty good beef.
Jesus Christ.
I think you should open a ranch, Jeff. I think that's...
and move there forever.
Yeah.
I feel like the vibe that you give off currently, just in terms of how you're dressing, is like open a ranch, start a commune type of a thing.
Mm. Mm, like the Manson family.
Yeah.
Is Spawn Ranch available?
I'm wearing Oxford shirt. I don't know what's culty about me today.
Maybe it's the socks that are dirty.
Why are you looking at her?
Like I'm asking you, is that what's giving
you? Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that the socks are dirty, but the boots are like pristine is a little concerning.
Yeah.
Also, your pants are covered in blood.
You were singing Amazing Grace earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I befriended a musician.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Veal?
Oh,
so sad.
No veal.
No veal, please.
We should all not eat veal going forward. That's a nice positive outcome of this disgusting segment. That's veal, though.
I'm not killing veal.
Of course.
All right. I'm just doing a segment of is it veal or not. I'm not taking a stance. What's that?
He's got like a little beard.
Well, he also has a tag, so it's kind of a...
I'm just waiting for you to show a human calf and ask us if it's
wow.
veal.
Wow.
Did I just...
That would be Neil. My nephew Neil is 18 weeks. We still have time. Come on. Is this veal or not?
No veal, please.
No veal.
That's going to be...
veal.
Or sorry, veal. Veal or no veal?
Jesus, man.
What?
This is depressing. We're seeing cute animals in cages, bred to be fed.
I don't exactly understand what's cute about beef.
It's the animals.
It's the cow,
yeah,
man.
No, the animals are cute.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like...
the meat of them.
No
yeah,
veal.
Yeah.
This looks old.
That's veal. Veal or no veal?
I can't. It's so cute. He has a little bow in his neck. No veal.
That's no veal because that's a pet.
Correct.
That's for sure a pet.
It's
he's got
not
a collar.
Veal. It's older than 20 weeks.
Yeah.
Stop
he's
showing
being
this.
Grown up.
To
he's
us.
Growing in a person's yard.
It does make me stop and think. should I be eating veal 4 to 5 times a week?
Oh my God, that's a lot.
What?
It's too much.
Yeah.
People eat fish every day.
He's got a point. We should be vegan.
Stop this.
Veal or no veal? I'm honestly on the verge of teal. What's that?
I'm on the verge of teal.
I'm wondering if I should paint my closet orange.
I'm on the verge of teal.
As a that's veal fan. For sure.
Not veal. What are you guys doing? Veal or no veal?
Not veal.
No veal.
Really?
It's jovial.
This is Joe Veal.
Like Joe Camel?
Joe Veal.
Not Veal. Joe Veal.
Can we play a different game? Come on.
Stop
let's,
it.
Let's come up with one on
this
spot.
This
what's enough. That?
Can we just play a different game?
We
lightning
can.
Round.
How about
deal.
Or not?
Lightning round.
The
next.
X Factor. We next. Call all of your ex girlfriends.
That's really good.
I don't know.
Or we could just go full name by full name and just name the most positive thing about them.
Okay, but just keep scanning through.
What
these.
Is my? What are my ex's X factors?
Yeah, great. Good
but
game.
We have to constitute. Okay, so this is a Kayla original. We have to constitute what's an ex? Is that you dated gainfully? Is that you just had some kind of romantic encounter? Is that
I think
you
it's whatever you consider to be an ex.
Exactly.
Why is everybody angry at me?
Because you're
we're
showing
playing this fucking
I almost
game.
Cried looking at baby cows.
Wait, which one? Those are these?
Move on, man.
Yeah, you do have very baby calves. They're not very shapely.
It's his thankles.
It is the thankles.
I see.
That was veal or no veal. Sorry, guys.
Don't apologize to us. It's the people at home watching. Mm. I guess we should all, don't eat veal.
Oh, goodness. That, how?
That was
ice?
Glass.
I'm wearing headphones.
I'm wearing headphones.
Casey, do you eat meat?
I do eat meat. I've never had veal, though.
You've never had... Okay.
So moral, no veal.
Moral reasons or just never been in the situation?
Never been in the situation, but there's no appeal to
the veal.
Eating a veal to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's such a weird thing. It's like, do you want the cuter type of animal to eat?
Mm-hmm. And,
no, I'll just have the regular
lamb.
Old depressing.
Veal.
Yeah, lamb is sweet.
Venison.
Lamb is children.
Lambs or
did you just say lamb is children?
That's right.
Well, he's talking about the movie.
Adolescents.
Lamb.
Like I thought lamb is just the gender of a sheep or something.
No, it's a baby sheep.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know lamb was baby sheep. I thought it was just sheep.
Right.
No, sheep.
Sheep.
That's a shame too, because lamb is lamb's
pretty good. I think he's wrapping this conversation up.
No, it's just sheep.
Okay.
It's kind of like bleeding.
What's that?
It's kind of like bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? How do you feel? That's how I got one of my ex-girlfriends. Was I was just like, so how do you feel? On a first date and the confidence was what got her.
Staggering.
Wow.
All right. You know what? Let's move into the next segment.
Let's move in together.
Speaking of communes.
Let's get a fucking farm. Yeah.
Welcome to found footage discussions. Sorry. Found table footage discussions.
Found table footage.
Or found footage table discussions. That's probably better.
What? The footage is about tables or the discussion is?
Neither. It's a round table about found footage.
Got it.
I see.
Danny Sellers just walked in.
Danny Sellers.
So these are a couple clips taken from a PBS documentary focused on understanding the late 1960s, the cultural Aquarian explosion that was the Summer of Love. Mm. And I wondered if we could talk about it.
Sure. Let's play the clip.
All right.
In the average American family today, Children are the object of more concentrated thought and concern than the young of any previous
what?
Generation.
What are those toys?
Kind of toys, though.
Part of an increasing understanding of child psychology has come an awareness that children are real people with individual personalities which
that's an old man for sure. Children were built different back in the day.
Children are real people.
Yeah.
I think so children used to smoke back then, right?
That's really cool.
That's the question. Are children real people? And if not, what age are they real people? And don't say, I don't know.
No, I know. They are real people.
Really?
But they are dumb until, like, what, age 19 or something? Like, you could 25. Tell an 11-year-old anything, and they'd be like, okay, I believe you, because, like, that's all he knows.
And that would maybe be an argument for eating veal, because the calves haven't gotten to an age where they're real cows.
Counterpoint, maybe Amir's just dumb.
Interesting. But I am 11. But like, I mean, I have a niece who's, you know, 14. I could probably lie to her and get away with it. She doesn't necessarily know whether or not I'm lying or not.
Sorry, that was bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. 14 is like your equivalent to your 19, I would say, for a girl.
What about Santa Claus? That lie goes much later in life than I would have thought. Like, you can tell your kids that a magical man is delivering gifts until they're 12, and they'll be like, yeah, that makes
sense.
Well,
he's not magical. He's just a hyper-capitalist. I mean, he has exploiting the labor of elves. And, that's how he gets it all done. The reindeer thing, that's a lie. But
what's
he can
wrong
definitely
with
make it happen.
Believing in a little magic?
Because it shows that you're not a fully formed, critically thinking adult smarty yet.
Maybe you're thinking beyond conventional norms and embracing the unknown.
Yeah. But no, it's because your parents lie to you and you just don't question anything until...
I was also thinking about that.
Yeah.
We have to cut this for ads. But
that was so short.
Do you believe in tragic in my life? All right. So children are real people. Let's go to the next one.
We found out in the 50s that if you got up in the morning and went to work and did a good day's work, things got better.
Wow.
You got promoted or you got more money. You were able to buy furniture. You could have more children. The children could have better clothes. And life just improved. We knew it was because you went to work. But I'm not sure our children realized that. They saw simply that the clothes got better, the house got bigger, the neighborhood got nicer. And I have a strong suspicion that what happened in the late 60s was that the kids who rebelled took it for granted that life would improve automatically.
So the question then is, does life just improve automatically? Or is it the product of hard work, dedication, and absentee parenting?
I would say it's the opposite. Life gets worse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I work pretty hard. I just got recognized in
That's
the
cool.
industry.
Where?
Or ads something.
Ad Exchanger. Rising star, 40 under 40.
Oh, yes. Star. Congratulations.
And I'm still very depressed.
But imagine how much sadder you'd be if you didn't get that nom.
I don't know if I can't get much sadder.
Sure. You'd be wearing a different colored dress. It would be like a black or a dark blue macabre outfit.
I have a lot of those. Wait for October.
Sure. But does depression negate life being good?
Wow,
in
this
what
is an
way?
Existential conversation.
I think yes.
Really?
For like internally, yes.
But holistically.
Holistically, I mean, to outside, like an outside viewer, probably not.
In your experience. Like, the question is, does life improve automatically? And we're saying it gets worse.
Yes.
And then we're saying that you can be working really hard and still be depressed.
Yes.
So I guess just life doesn't get better.
No.
I say I get more depressed the harder I work.
Mm, yeah. Oh, interesting.
For sure.
So it's almost like you should work less hard.
Yeah.
To be joyer.
You'll be joyer, to not have, what did he say, to be able to buy furniture?
And the clothes get better. He said that a lot.
Yeah.
It's also weird. I feel like this time period, because they're talking about the 60s, right? Like, isn't that?
They're talking about the 50s.
but they're talking about like in the 60s their kids rebelled or whatever, but like the rebellion was like protesting and like working for
going
something
to a music
still
festival.
Like
yeah
it still mattered.
I'm
nostalgic for this decade. I wasn't even alive, but it's like, oh, that seems great. Like kids are just playing
Woodstock?
With blocks.
Yeah. Imagine Amir at Woodstock.
Me listening to Ben Folds on an iPod.
What do you think Woodstock was?
Yeah, that's what you meant.
He got it right.
Imagine if the riots at Woodstock 99 had happened during a Ben Folds 5 shit set.
How cool would that be?
Jane B. Jane.
Towers ablaze. All right.
Now here's a major seed of the 60s. Because of their profoundly different life experiences, kids had trouble understanding why their fathers worked so hard. The way many of them saw it, their fathers were engaging in the single-minded pursuit of material comforts.
My dad was always above board in all his business dealings, but I would say money and getting ahead and making a lot of bucks was his goal.
Does money equal happiness?
No,
but also yes.
I think yes to a point. There's like this study where it's like once you make, you know, a certain amount of money, just like so that you don't have to like stress out about like
that's
shelter
true.
And food.
Yeah.
And then like after that, it doesn't necessarily.
Money. And do you know that number?
It's close to a million, but not quite.
Yeah. Money does help solve a lot of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Mm-hmm. I think money's oxygen. It's not happiness, because when you have it, you don't think about it. And when you don't have it, it's all you can think about.
Wow, that's incredibly profound.
Yeah.
So
is that an original thought?
No.
This fucking guy, Terry Northrup, thought of it. Play the clip. God damn it.
Even girls who were sent to college often majored in what were called the domestic sciences.
They're all frightened.
Holy shit, what is that?
I invented jelly.
That was a loose jam.
A very loose
jam. There's no way they're going to use all of that in one sitting.
No.
Of course. Look how much bread they made.
Thank God. Sorry, I was really off topic. I was just going to say, remember the squirrel jam issue?
Yes. Yes.
I still go to squirrel.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, boy. It was like this whole an LA restaurant that
very popular.
Very popular. Made their own jam, like to sell online and that sort of thing. And they found out in the kitchens that there was like a huge health code violation. There was like people were like scraping mold off the top of these vats of jam and still using the jam underneath. And like it was wild.
What does that have to do with squirrels?
Crazy story. I don't know. It's like
squirrel's just the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Should people of all genders learn the domestic sciences?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's no longer domestic science. It's just common sense that people should have.
Common
science. In high school, I won the Family and Consumer Science Award.
Meaning what?
Because I just took a lot of child development and culinary and sewing classes for my extracurriculars.
And
that's
high
not like
school?
The 60s. That was like more recent than that. And they were still doing calling it.
I grew up in the 60s.
Got it.
But I think every high schooler should have to take like taxes and pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I wish someone taught me about taxes.
Yeah. Laundry and Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to take a class on laundry,
it's too late.
Yeah. I don't want to say die, but
wow.
I have really strong feelings about people that can't do their own laundry.
Did you do laundry growing up or only once you were in college?
I would say growing up, but like even in, I don't know, we had a laundry line for a while, so we didn't even have a dryer.
Oh, wow.
Just like hung stuff
a
up.
Clothesline.
Did you all grow up with like assigned chores to do every week?
No.
Yeah.
I did.
But it, they changed every
But
week.
It's also like,
yeah, it rotated the
look
schedule.
At the machine and read. Like, it shouldn't be hard to
In that
do.
Order? Okay. I'll write that down. I remember learning in college, basically. Huh?
Bulky items.
You guys still separate whites and colors?
Yeah. I do.
I stopped doing that. It's fine.
Well,
No big deal.
I didn't when I had to spend money on laundry because it's like like in terms of going to a laundromat and doing it myself. But yeah. Now I have, since the pandemic, just been sending it out.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wash and fold.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome in New York. You just drop your shit off in a bag and you get it back in a sack and it's all ready.
It's like a perfectly.
Yeah, I can't go back. Like, I wish that I had laundry in my house. I'd wash things all the time. I'd be living my best life. But now I wait like 3 weeks until all my clothes are gone and just send it with a man and he brings it back.
Do they have that in LA?
They do, but it seems incredibly expensive.
I see.
Like, I have to go to a laundromat, and they offer a wash and fold service, and it's like,
oh wow,
$40 to do it, or $7 if I do it myself.
It's. I mean, it's expensive, which is why I wait.
Yeah, but
until
in New York,
the very last
it
minute,
it was like 20.
For me, well, it, I guess it depends
it's
on
by
how
the
many
pound,
clothes you
I
have.
Think.
Yeah, it's by the pound. So
I was living out of a suitcase. So.
Yes, so it's not bad for you. But having a car like that, I would still go to the laundromat if I had a car and could drive.
Here we
it's
go.
The folding that's really nice. They like fold it in a way that
they
like I can never
nice.
Achieve.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what they're doing. Like, how does it end so thin and uniform?
I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, this is why everybody should be educated in the domestic sciences. Here we go.
There was a song when I went to college at Smith College, which they don't sing
classic.
Anymore, I know, that had
Christopher
a verse
Guest
that went
documentary.
Like this. You're sharp as a pinpoint. Your grades are really 10 point. You are Dean's List Sophia Smith. But when a man wants a kiss kid, he doesn't want a quiz kid. Oh, you can't get a man with your brains. With your brains. With your brains. Oh, you can't get a man with your brains. And it had verses that went on and on.
Oh my god! First of all, the song is garbage. With your brain, with your brain. No, you can't get a brain with your man that way.
You can't get a brain with your man that way.
Yeah. Can't get a brain.
The question is thus.
Yes.
Should Amir cover this at HeadGum Happy Hour tonight?
No way.
No.
Like sing the song?
Yeah. No context.
He doesn't have the background.
He doesn't have the cords. He doesn't have the gall.
I don't have the glasses. Although I do kind of resemble that lady.
I can see it.
So, yeah.
That's you if you went to Smith.
I toured Smith. I don't remember if I applied to Smith. No, I didn't apply. But I applied to
they
Mount Holyoke.
They sang a song and you were like,
I was like, I gotta go.
Not for me.
Five College Consortium. Classic.
I'm a big fan of their dean of social work school. She used to be my dean.
Wow.
And Yoshioka.
My dean. My dean. My dean. My dean. What was the question?
The question was, should you cover this song and have them happy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The font's too small. I can't read it.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? We got to get out of here. Lil Rel has a record.
Yeah.
I will plug my Twitter at Jeff Boyardee, 149 away from 10,000.
Wow, dangerously close.
Yeah.
So close.
Just showing the hole.
You don't have to do that, obviously.
It's a logistical thing at this point because I don't want to have to do an OnlyFans situation. I'm going to have to set up a fucking tax corporate. Like, I already have, a loan out corporation. Mm. I can't tie that with
adult imagery. I don't know what the legality is there.
Sure. Review turns into also. And OnlyFans for you.
Well,
I love that.
I want to do an episode of this show called Jeff on Porn.
Nice.
Like Girls on Porn.
Yeah, you should just go on Girls on Porn.
I would love that.
All right, we'll set it up.
Nobody's fucking asked me.
Feel like that is very possible for you.
Well, what would the theme be?
I think you can choose, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably guys.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
look
didn't
like
you? You revealed one of your fetishes on the show. It could just
did
be
I?
That. Yeah.
What did I say?
It
yeah,
was
what
like...
was it? I need Marika to say it with a straight face.
Oh my god! It was when in porn someone moves underwear to the side.
I do remember that.
And I'll never
that wasn't
forget
in porn.
It.
That was yeah.
Just, okay.
That was in life.
Well, that could be what
that
was
in
discussed.
Wife.
Plugs.
My Twitter is Marie Galon, as is my Instagram and my Letterboxd. Would love to get all those followers up. Please follow me. I'm very funny. I post great memes. And if you don't follow me, you're mean.
Your meme. I'm no longer going to be eating veal, which is kind of cool. Not really a plug, but I guess shout out to the adult cows that have another thing coming.
I'm doubling down on just I'm normal
getting a double
beef.
Burger. Yeah.
Ground Angus chuck for breakfast, noon, and night.
Cholesterol through the ceiling. Follow me on, I don't know, TikTok, yeah, I guess.
I
yeah.
figured. Yeah. Be real.
Sort of putting my I'm not on the real actually.
Follow me Instagram and Twitter, Kayla La Moriarty. We really want some more Twitter followers for Gumball FM. Yeah,
follow Gumball.
So please do it.
Also listen to the Pit Wall. With
yeah,
me,
yeah. Listen to the
Casey,
Pit Wall.
Casey and Jeff.
Yeah.
And Jake and Pyle.
Is that your porn podcast?
Are you taking a photo of Marika?
I'm doing my be real. I'm being real.
Oh, I see.
Wow, it happened when I said that?
Yeah.
That's what crazy. Are the odds?
I got to do another one.
Oh, but he is taking a photo of me because it's him.
Right.
The front I don't back. Like this.
There we
right,
go.
Right.
It's gone. Well, it's being real, so you can't do it more than once.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And with that...
was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
and why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.